Hey, welcome to episode 27 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast. My name is Jeff. Sitting alongside next to me is my real-life brother and our storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Twitter, Fully Posable. Instagram, Fully Posable, WFP. You can go back and listen to any of our past episodes on FullyPosablePodcast.com, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcast from. Please rate, review on iTunes and Stitcher, and follow us on Podbean. You can email us any questions, comments, wishlists, fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. I'm not even looking at you anymore.
That's enough. Oh, I'm looking at you.
27 episodes in, I'm starting to learn my lesson.
Yeah, because every episode I'm glaring at you from over my mic stand here.
27 weeks in, I kind of know not to even acknowledge you anymore when it comes to this.
You can feel the hatred
right,
and disappointment right. Coming from me.
W as in Harvey Whippleman.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good job.
F as in Frankie.
Frankie?
The bird from Coco.
Oh, we're doing mascots now. Those are also included in your...
R.I.P. Frankie!
R.I.P. Frankie.
And P as in Powers of Pain.
Excellent. You even hit us with two P's there. Nice job.
So P's are the tough one. As I'm going through my wrestling database and network and everything, P's are definitely the hardest ones.
Yeah.
So I may not do a P just because I gave two P's this week.
Yeah, you're off of the P duty next week. Nice job this week.
You said P and duty.
Oh, I did. Covered both of those bases in one shot.
This just went to toilet humor quick.
It always does.
Might as well flush it with a bidet.
It always devolves into toilet humor. Every time, no matter what you talk about.
Oh, at gmail.com. Scott, did you do any toy spotting this week?
Let's see, what toy spotting did I do this past weekend? We went to a few Toys R Us's, actually.
Okay, continue.
And we didn't really find anything. I did come across the Finn Balor again.
Which Toys R Us was this at?
This was at Modesto Toys R Us.
Okay.
And we also hit Dublin Toys R Us. They actually didn't have really anything. Modesto Toys R Us did have a Finn Balor, an Elite. Looked awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I passed on it. They also had the Ultimate Warrior Defining Moment.
Okay.
So that's the second time I've seen it out in the wild, which is kind of crazy.
Yep.
Went to Target also looking for Heenan Family. They didn't have it. They had the Horsemen for 20. I passed on those. But yeah, that's pretty much about it from everything I found out in the wild.
Oh, okay. I didn't do any toy spotting this past week. Our director and our direct boss was in.
Okay.
So Friday was taking them to dinner, hanging out in Alameda, downtown Alameda. Then on Saturday, they came over kind of early, and then we all went to the A's game.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. The only toy spotting I did that day was a Hello Kitty bobblehead from the Oakland A's.
You scored one?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. We even got there a little late, too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They had boxes and boxes of them.
Wow.
And then Sunday was the editor's mom's birthday, so
okay,
we went over there. But as I was traveling into work today, there were some things that I had to do for work before I came in. I stopped off at Toys R Us in Dublin.
Oh, nice.
And I walked in and I saw that they had Terry Funk.
Okay.
1-2-3 Kid and the Ultimate Warrior Maniac.
The Defining Moments?
Defining Moment.
You know what's funny is you mentioned that the Toys R Us in Modesto had that same Elite assortment. They also had 1-2-3 Kid, Dean Ambrose, and Terry Funk. I wanted Lita.
Uh-huh.
If they had had her, I probably could have convinced the wife to pick up Lita, but they didn't have Lita. So it's funny you mentioned that you saw that Elite series because Modesto had it too.
The Lita's actually pretty good. I ordered it off of Amazon.
Yeah, it is a good figure.
I did pick up Terry Funk because I do want one to open just because of the ECW title.
Yeah, it is such a cool figure too.
Yeah, so I did pick that up.
Oh, nice.
And that was about it for my toy spotting this week.
Okay.
Before we get into the news, this goes back to last week when I asked you about the wrestler's passings.
Yeah.
We got an email at fullyposablewfp@gmail.com. Again, that's fully posable. Just kidding.
Wait, you already did that bit.
This comes from Jason Linick. He's one of our loyal listeners, and we thank you for sending this in, Jason. I asked him if we could share this because I thought this was really cool because it goes back to our talk last week. And it really defines, the way he put it, it really defines the way we feel when something tragic like Dusty, Roddy, Macho, anybody that we looked up to when we were kids passes away.
These guys were our heroes.
So I asked Jason if I could read this, and I'm gonna read his email to you guys. said, "Hey guys, was listening to this week's episode and wanted to write in about the death that hit me the hardest and most shocking. Ultimate Warrior. I was laying in bed surfing my Twitter feed and saw that Triple H broke the news. I called my friend who was in New Orleans for Mania and we talked for a long time. Then I popped in some DVDs and network and just kept watching Warrior matches. That Monday night, I cried my eyes out. I'm man enough to admit it that I felt like a piece of my heart was torn out. To this day, it still brings tears to my eyes." That best describes it because it's like a gut punch, man.
Yeah.
Kick to the groin, dude. It's like that, man.
It's like you've almost lost a member of your family that wasn't really in your family, but...
Yeah, and some people don't understand this. But, you know, a lot of people were sad, and I'm going to bring this up because it shocked me earlier this year, but when Alan Rickman passed away.
Yeah.
A lot of people were hit hard by that one.
Yep.
And it shocked me, but I mean, I know a lot of people that were shedding tears over Alan Rickman.
Oh, sure.
When one of these guys passes away, Owen Hart, and Jason admitted it, and I'm going to admit it. When Jeff Jarrett on Monday Night Raw was talking about Owen Hart,
mm-hmm.
and he started breaking down,
yeah.
dude, I lost it, man.
Yeah.
And same thing with Chris, when yeah. he was talking about Eddie.
Yeah.
Dude, I welled up and, you know.
Yep.
So this is kind of the way we feel when one of our guys that we looked up to every Saturday morning, every Saturday night,
yep.
every Monday night, when these guys pass, man, it hits you hard.
Yeah, it does.
So as you said, it's like you're losing one of your family members.
Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Jason added, "As far as his best match, I think SummerSlam match in London with Randy Macho Man gets overlooked a lot."
Understandably so, because the highlight of that card, obviously, was Brett versus Bulldog.
Right.
So it's easy to see how that match got overlooked, but that was a really good match. But I think the one a lot of people point to is that WrestleMania 7 match.
Yeah, because that match was so good.
Oh, it was awesome. But see, that was the match of the night for WrestleMania 7, in my opinion. It was overshadowed at SummerSlam several years later because of Brett and Bulldog.
Right.
If there was another match on the card at 7 that was going to be better than Savage and Warrior, maybe mm-hmm. we wouldn't think of it so highly. Maybe we still would. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I think that's why a lot of people overlook that particular match at SummerSlam.
I agree. Thank you for sending that in, Jason. Sharing stories like that, man, that's, you know, we're wrestling fans.
You know, it's funny. The night that Warrior passed away, that I got that message, it did hit me hard. I didn't shed tears.
Mm-hmm.
Later that week, WWE, or it was maybe the next week, I don't remember exactly when they came out with it, but they had put a special on their network about the Ultimate Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
And they were interviewing people, most notably Triple H, Stephanie, and Vince.
Uh-huh.
And during that Ultimate Warrior special, I think it was only like an hour long, they showed the part about Ultimate Warrior giving Vince the book.
Oh, yeah.
Before his Hall of Fame speech.
Yes.
And then Triple H started talking about Warrior, and then Vince started talking about Warrior. They're crying in the video.
Yep.
And before you know it, dude, I'm starting to get tears in my eyes listening to it, like, oh, man.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. Yeah, we didn't know him personally. Of course not.
Yeah.
But we grew up watching him. He was one of our heroes. So, of course, we're going to be affected by it. So, yeah,
right.
it sucks, man. And no more for a while.
Just please.
Stop.
Please. One thing I actually didn't bring up last week. We went to the Monday Night Raw after Roddy Piper passed away. And all the wrestlers were out wearing Hot Rod shirts. They showed the video package for Roddy. And all the wrestlers went to the back except two people. Excuse me. Check that. Three people. Stephanie, Triple H, and Vince. And Vince stood there watching the video package. And he stayed till the very end while all the wrestlers were filtering to the back. He stayed to the very end of that video package. And Triple H had his arm around Vince. And that was just kind of a touching moment. It was just kind of...
That's awesome.
I know, because Vince didn't leave. Vince
wow.
stayed till the very end when all the wrestlers were filtering to the back. Vince stayed, and he stayed till the very end. And
oh, that's awesome.
And then when the video package was over, Triple H put his arm around Vince, and they walked back together.
Titus O'Neil didn't come out and start trying to slap five with
him.
Oh,
too soon, dude. Too
was
soon.
It too soon? I'm sorry. I apologize. Titus, if you're listening, I apologize.
Actually, I like Titus.
I do, too.
I do, too. Okay, Scott, let's get into that news.
So let's do it.
You didn't know?
Mattel, this is Jeff. Don't fuck up an Elite Bailey, please.
Yeah.
Scott, as we record right now, San Diego Comic-Con is just starting up.
tonight's preview night, so I'm really hoping that we get at least a few pictures.
Yeah.
We'll obviously monitor Twitter. We'll retweet anything that we see right off the bat. Obviously, hoping to see Nakamura.
AJ Styles.
The club.
Yeah. Hoping for... Who else do we hope for?
Alexa.
Oh, that's right.
I want them to do an Elite Bayley. I want them to do an Elite Charlotte.
Please don't screw up the Elite Bayley. That figure has so much potential.
It has huge potential. And what I really want is the Four Horsewomen, if it can't come in a big box set, which I think somebody had put a wish list in for,
yep.
At least give us the Elites individually. I really want to put together a Four Horsewomen set.
Yeah, that would be really cool. Well, yep. Even with Sasha? Even with the Sasha face?
Well, see, I think they're going to retool that thing. It has to get better. Sasha ripped it on her Twitter, dude.
What did she say?
Not in so many words, but she said something like, "Why do I look like Black Bret Hart?"
What?
Yeah, she had some not so nice things to say about it. It kind of came across innocently, but, you know, like she could have been referring to the outfit.
Or the glasses?
Maybe the glasses. They have to do better. They owe a Sasha Elite at least that. Just try a little bit harder, guys.
Oh, my God. I can't believe she said that.
Yeah. She kind of knocked a little bit in her Twitter. So, come on, Mattel. She's like one of the biggest females on the roster. Hook it up. Fix it.
That'd be cool if they did a Elite Finn from London. The NXT Ooh, London.
Yes. Definitely.
I would hope for something like that.
You know, Brian brought up a really good point last night that I hadn't thought about in our interview with Brian Breaker.
Uh-huh.
He mentioned they could do an Elite, because I had said, I don't know where you go with an Elite Finn from here since they did the Demon so well.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, well, you could package him with his leather jacket.
Oh,
that's a great call.
Yeah.
You could totally do it. And that ties into what you just said about the London figure.
Yep.
You could completely tie all of that in. So, yeah, there's like a whole world of Elites that have suddenly opened up.
Yeah. Before we go any further in the news, please go back and listen to our episode with Brian Breaker. I think you guys will thoroughly enjoy it. We had so much fun doing that show last night.
Oh, it was a blast.
Yeah, it was so much fun, and I think you guys would really enjoy it.
Yeah, Brian was just fun and easy to talk to.
Yeah.
Great guy, loves figures like we do and like you guys do. Definitely a solid listen and an awesome guest.
Yeah, you can find Brian on Breaker and Bane's Power Hour podcast. It's entertaining. I love it.
Yeah, and he brought up a lot of good points during the show about figures, and definitely has a lot of knowledge about them and where different wrestlers would put their action figures and other wrestlers.
Yep.
That was a funny story.
Yes, there is a story regarding a Repo Man Hasbro that you guys need to listen to.
Yeah, apparently Repo Man smelled a little weird after that incident. So
okay.
We'll just leave it there. Moving on.
So this is kind of a mixture of figures and video games. NXT edition for PS4 and Xbox One. It's a 2K.
I can't wait.
Did you pre-order yours?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
2K17 game, playable NXT guys. Exclusive canvas litho auto by Nakamura.
How awesome is that?
Now, that sells me right there, right?
You know, Mike the Cleaner, I hate to interrupt you, but he put a really funny tweet out. I think it was last week.
Uh-huh.
Basically stating that he's really developed an unhealthy obsession with Shinsuke Nakamura. I could not agree with him more. I am in the same boat, dude. I'm constantly listening to his theme.
Uh-huh.
I love his matches. I'll watch sometimes just for his entrance.
Yeah.
The dude just has me captivated. He's got something that I can't put my finger on it, but people would always say like, oh, Nakamura, he's awesome. You got to check him out. And I'm like, yeah. Now that I've seen him,
mm-hmm.
dude, I get it. Like, this dude has something.
Yes. This is what we've all been seeing in New Japan. Now, granted, I've started watching New Japan ever since it came on Access TV.
Yeah, yeah.
And first time I saw Nakamura, I'm like, what is this? You know?
Just totally different.
It's a Freddie Mercury, Michael Jackson character.
Yes.
Okay, let's see this. Hooked. First match. I don't remember who it was against. Hooked. Ever since then, I'm not gonna say unhealthy, but I'm mesmerized by his entrance.
Yes.
Mesmerized by his matches. His matches in New Japan were just jaw-dropping.
His style is just so unique.
Yeah.
And I literally can't get enough of the Nakamura character. Like, I want action figures and signed photos, and I want to play as him in a video game, and like, this dude has just captivated me. Like, I am a total mark for Nakamura, and I will admit it freely.
Who are you a bigger mark for, Nakamura or Sasha?
Kevin Owens.
Good answer. I like what you did over there.
Thank you.
Continuing in that NXT edition pack, there's an exclusive Finn Balor demon figure. Now, maybe you can answer this, because we've been trying to figure out, is it a statue or is it a
figure? Yeah, it's an 8-inch statue.
It is a statue.
Yeah, okay. It's not an action figure. It's a statue.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that.
Mm-hmm.
One exclusive NXT TakeOver London Matt Relics card and a Goldberg pre-order pack.
Now, let's not gloss over the Matt Relic card. This card is produced by Topps, which Topps actually just released a card game, not like a battle game, but where you just collect packs of cards.
Okay.
It ties into this series that came out with, or that is coming out with the NXT line, or with the NXT game. The card itself is going to be of a particular wrestler. It's going to be a random one who you get. But there's going to be a almost like a octagon shape cutout in the card.
Mm-hmm.
And within that cutout, they're going to have a piece of the mat from NXT London.
Oh.
That's what the mat relic is. It's a piece of the mat from London.
Nice.
Put into the card, which if you've collected any sport cards, football, baseball, hockey, or basketball, they've all done this where they call them like jersey cards or something like that, where they put a cut of the jersey.
Yep.
This one, they put a cut of the mat. Kind of like what they did with that Shawn Michaels plaque that we got from WrestleMania 12.
Yes.
They cut up the mat, stuck it into the plaque. They do that on a card now, and it's a random wrestler as to who you get. So you realistically could pull a Bayley or a Finn Balor and have a piece of the mat that they actually wrestled on the card.
Nice.
It's just luck of the draw.
That's kind of cool.
Now you see why I have no problem spending $100 on this. This is, I mean, the Balor statue, the signed Nakamura photo, card.
And the game.
Oh, yeah, and you get the game. Yeah. And you also get Nakamura as a playable character, too.
Yes, that is a fact. Scott, FTC news.
Yes, FTC, again, keeping with their promise for the weekly reveal, this week revealed that Cliff Compton is the latest in their Rising Stars line, and they released a photo of him.
Yeah, that figure is really good. Brian Breaker actually made a comment on the special edition that we did with him, special interview, I should say, and he really liked it. I really like it.
I really like the Compton figure.
I think it's his best figure yet.
Easily. Yeah. And I'm not a Cliff Compton huge fan or anything like that. Like, I watched him in ROH. He was cool.
Right.
But man, again, just really captured the essence of Cliff Compton. One thing that Chris asked me to point out is that the figure, while you can only see it from kind of the waist up, he comes with his trademark jacket.
Mm-hmm.
He has torn up jean shorts and the Cliff Compton shirt.
Right.
And he said it's one of the most detailed outfits that they've done in the entire line.
Right.
So, I mean, just again, we've always talked about the outfits with the FTC line. They're holding form and just continuing to just blow it out of the water with these things.
Yeah. Scott, you and I did receive our four figures.
Yes, we did.
The ROH Series 1, we did receive them.
Yep.
I'm going to go first, and I'm going to start with the cons.
Well, first, let's talk about the video that we're having a little bit of difficulty with.
I hate YouTube sometimes. Thank you for letting me watch videos, but trying to upload one is making me rip my hair out. Because
how do these people have channels with anything longer than like a 2-minute video?
Because they have fast internet connections, and apparently I don't.
Jerks.
So the video will eventually be up.
We're working on it, guys. Yeah. Really. If it's not up by the time this podcast drops, it's not for a lack of trying. Trust us.
Yeah. So the editor's going to work on it. We're going to try to hopefully get this up, and hopefully by the time the show drops, we'll be tweeting out stuff saying that an unboxing video has dropped.
Yeah.
We got Jay Lethal, Mark Briscoe, Jay Briscoe, and Kevin Steen. So I'm going to go first, and these are the cons.
Okay.
I'm going to start out with cons. The titles that came with the figures.
Yes.
I like them, but they need color.
Okay. Now okay, that's a fair...
Yes. Because it reminds me of Jax when they would let out figures where they were just gold titles.
Yes.
But when they started adding color, something about them popped.
Yep.
So I believe that the titles do need color.
And I believe that it's going to happen. I don't know that for sure, but we are such in the infancy phase of what FTC is going to become with their wrestling line.
I was just about to say that.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal your thunder.
No. Please continue.
I just have a feeling that the figures, as good as they already are only going to get better. And the belts are going to be awesome as well. They're going to put some color in there. The one con that I had on the belts, and it actually comes across in the video, is that they're a little bit hard to snap on the back. You really, I was trying to really fumble with it and snap it in. I kind of had a hard time snapping it around the figure's waist, but I mean, really, that's such a small.
That was my other con.
Oh, okay.
That was one of my other cons. My last con is the Mark Briscoe.
Okay, so you fell to one side of the fence.
I did. The head is too big.
Okay.
The face, you said it in the video the best, and if the video does get put up, you said it best. Mark Briscoe is a crazy guy.
He's batshit crazy. Pardon my French.
Your German's improving.
Yeah.
And it did capture a crazy face.
Oh, it totally did.
But it's just too, it's just too much for me, I think.
So the way to put it is, you bought all four figures primarily because it was Series 1.
Yes.
And you probably would have not purchased Mark Briscoe. So that was a 3 out of 4 for you.
Yes. Now, here are the pros. My view on the Jay Lethal figure is I absolutely love this figure.
So you were saying that before you actually saw and held the figure.
The jacket is awesome. The jacket is what makes that figure. To me, this is the best Jay Lethal figure.
Oh, easily. Easily. Yes.
So I love the Lethal figure.
Because you loved it before you saw and held it.
Yep.
Now that you've opened it, held it, saw it in person,
yep,
you're still a huge fan.
Yes. Jay Briscoe, nailed.
Yeah.
Love the outfit on Jay.
I do too.
Love the shirt,
yep,
shorts, all that stuff. Love it.
I'm a big tag team guy. I know I almost say that like every week.
Yeah, yeah.
But having Mark and Jay together,
yes,
in action figure form, I can't say how awesome that is because they have the same trunks. They're both wearing the black shirts, which you can remove, by the way. We didn't even do that in the videos. You can remove the shirts. They've got all the tattoos on there.
Right.
Awesome looking.
And that's actually what I did is I kind of lifted up. This sounds so weird. But I lifted up Mark's shirt, and he's got the tattoo that he has on his left, kind of like left abdominal area.
Yeah.
He's got that tattoo there.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. You
that's
know, they
awesome.
Didn't skimp on the tattoo on the yep. side either. You know, oh, shirt's going to cover it up. It didn't. They put the tattoo there.
FTC actually put out a really good pic of the Briscoes. I believe it was either today or yesterday on their Twitter. And it shows the Briscoes without the figure shirts on, and they're holding the tag team titles. And you really get a good idea of how much work they put into those tattoos
yes.
and getting them all right.
Yeah.
And again, just having both Briscoes together, it's just, I dig it.
Yeah.
I dig it. I completely 100% see your point on Mark Briscoe.
Yeah. The Kevin Steen, I love the figure.
Yes.
I think I'm going to say Jay Lethal is my favorite, but Kevin, having a Kevin Steen figure is awesome.
Yep.
And the Kill Steen kill shirt, the singlet, just everything is right about it.
Yep.
So those are my pros and cons. And as you can tell, it's more pros than cons. And the cons to me are kind of minuscule. Just little touches that could be done to make these figures even better in my eyes.
So if you were making a recommendation to the listeners, it would be 3 out of 4.
Yep.
You would purchase.
Yep.
What about the belts? Because if they don't order all four figures, they don't get the set of four belts. Would you recommend purchasing that pack of 9? Or would you pass on the belts?
That's up to the listener. If the listeners are big into belts, do it. You have to.
Yeah, that would be me because I really do like the figure belts.
Right. So if you're big into the belts, do it.
Or do you hold out until maybe they come out with some painted ones? Which we don't know if they're going to do that or not. I'm throwing it out there. I'm hoping.
Yeah, we're all hoping. But I would probably get them just to have them for now.
Okay.
And then eventually down the road, if there are colored titles,
mm-hmm.
then just repick those up. And then you have
yeah.
you have multiple belts,
yep.
you know, whatever. You know, more titles for your figures, you know.
Exactly.
So those are my pros and cons on the figures. So how about you?
If I could make a recommendation to the listeners,
uh-huh.
I would be purchasing the entire set of 4.
Okay.
Along with the ring, because you also get Michael Elgin.
Yes.
That is also going to get you all 4 belts.
Yep.
And you then have the entire set of Ring of Honor Series 1.
Yep.
Because I've waited forever for ROH figures. Well, forever being like 6 years since I've actually gotten into ROH. I've wanted action figures. Uh-huh. You and I have talked about it how many times?
Oh, yeah.
You know, how cool would it be to have a figure of Kevin Steen, or how cool would it be to have Briscoes, and,
yep.
you know, maybe we could get Young Bucks at some point. How awesome would that be to have figures? Well, now it's here.
Yep.
And I want it to keep going. Like, I am such a big fan. Like, I'm not trying to come across as overly biased towards Figures Toy Company. I'm such a huge fan of what they're doing.
Yeah. And, you know, we're getting indie guys. I've said this before on the podcast. We're getting indie guys, you know, or Rising Stars or ROH guys.
Guys we've been wanting for a long time.
Right, right. Yep. You know, we wanted a Kevin Steen figure, you know.
Yeah.
So I see a lot of backlash and criticism on the FTC figures.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I want everyone to remember, and kind of please listen to me when I say this, FTC doesn't have that motorized box that goes around the face.
Yeah, the real scan.
The real scan. They don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
FTC hand sculpts everything.
Yeah.
So they're going in and having to hand sculpt every face, every outfit, or every figure. They have to go in and hand sculpt these. I think Mattel needs to fix theirs, by the way.
Yeah, that's a whole...
Yeah.
Yeah,
whole and other thing. I'm kind of glad they don't have the motorized box because this thing has been broken for a little bit. So
yeah, if they used it on Sasha, man, that box is broke.
There's a glitch going on in that thing, dude.
Something's wrong.
So that's what makes these figures a little bit more impressive in my eyes, is that every figure is hand sculpted. It's not a motorized box and then sent to... wherever that goes from there, you know?
Yeah. And also the plus side, too, is I know that there was a lot of backlash specifically on Mark Briscoe,
mm-hmm.
and also on the Brian Myers figure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you start looking at their reveals so far, and even if you don't like those two,
yeah,
there is so much to like about the line moving forward. And you got to know that the figures are only going to get better.
Yeah.
Because they want the quality there.
Yep.
They're not Mattel, where they have like a huge factory overseas and they can just pump these things out and put out crappy figures every once in a while. Like, ah, whatever, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, make it right in the next line. Who cares? No, they want every figure to be right.
Yeah.
That's the good thing moving forward, is that I think the line's only going to get better.
I completely agree with you.
And I really hope Mattel gets better. I want good WWE figures. I was going to buy two Elite Sashas, one to open and one to put up on the wall.
In hopes to get signed one day.
Yes, exactly. And now I'm probably just going to get one and put it on the wall. And
you're still getting one with the bad face, huh?
I think I probably will, because chances are good that it's going to have the glasses on inside the package.
But you know what, dude? They're going to make another one. And I know this is the very first Elite Sasha.
Yeah, I've got to have it.
Really?
I have to have it. It's Sasha, dude. We've talked about this.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm a huge Sasha mark.
We forgot to ask Brian if he sniffs Sasha's hair.
Oh, yeah. I meant to ask him that. And Alexa, too. I also wanted to mention the tweets with the guys that you want to see coming out in the lines from Figures Toy Company. It's working. We have confirmation that the wrestlers are seeing it. Figures Toy Company is seeing it. And they're reporting whatever you guys are doing out there with the constant tweets. It's starting to work and the guys are starting to see it. So... the guys that you want to see in the line, keep hammering them. I'm going to keep working on Ricochet. You guys keep hammering away on NJPW, and hopefully we'll get figures.
Hopefully we'll get a Dalton Castle. Hopefully.
Oh, it'd be awesome.
Trevor Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully we get it, some of these guys, you know.
Yep.
So
I'm still holding out for the American Wolves too, man. I really hope we can get Wolves figures.
That's going to be a little tough score right there.
Hey, I'm hoping for the best.
I think we're going to be hoping for a while.
Yeah, we always have hope. One thing that you had seen on Twitter, I think it was, is that somebody used a 3/8 drill bit on the Mark Briscoe figure,
mm-hmm.
and pushed the head down.
Yeah.
It was one thing you had pointed out as soon as we took the figure out of the package, is that you said the head was set a little bit too high on the body.
It was like a giraffe neck almost, like.
Well, somebody else saw what you saw and they went in and fixed it.
Yeah,
they customized it.
Yep.
Which people do that with Mattel's too. Hey, I don't like the Shawn Michaels head, I'm gonna rip it off and put on a good Shawn Michaels head.
Yeah.
So you make it your own. That's kind of cool. I like the whole customizing thing on it. And that's,
I did too. I was really impressed. I mean, it's a $25 figure, so it kind of shocked me that somebody took a drill bit to it.
Yeah.
But it actually worked out for the best, and I was really impressed by what it, and he took a picture. And the head sat a little bit further down on the neck and made it look a lot better.
Look better? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So if you really, really, really are bothered by it, then you have a fix.
Yep. Scott, Jax Deluxe Classic Series 3.
Let's talk about him.
Let's do that. I came to play. There's a price to pay. Tough for you to get down on your knees. Jax Deluxe Classic. Let's go.
Series 3, we had The Undertaker, and he was in his classic black and gray outfit on this one. Ravishing Rick Rude, who had a black robe. Scott Hall, who was in his traditional NWO black and white wrestling outfit. Lex Luger, and this was the All-American Lex Luger, who inexplicably also came with a big gold belt from the NWA.
Yeah, let's not get into that.
Really strange, Jax. Last but not least, Jake the Snake. And it's funny, this is the Jake from my signing story about a month ago that Toy Wiz had sent me in error when I had ordered the Classic Superstars. They sent me this Jake Deluxe Classic Series 3 instead.
Yep.
Thank you, Toy Wiz.
Favorite figure out of the set?
I'm embarrassed to admit it. It's the All-American Lex Luger.
Really?
Yeah, man, I like the Lex Express.
You just bashed it with the big gold belt.
I know. I didn't like its accessory.
Oh.
I'm embarrassed. I don't know why I was such a Lex Luger fan back in the day. I liked him when he was in Florida. I followed him through all of those wrestling magazines we used to go down to the liquor store and purchase.
Yep.
I liked him when he came into the NWA and he was part of the Horsemen. I loved it when he turned face and was against Ric Flair. Mm-hmm. Hated the narcissist character, because he was causing me to hate him. I just hated the gimmick.
Yeah, the gimmick was terrible.
But then when he slammed Yoko and became All-American Lex, like, I remember I worked the day of SummerSlam, and I made sure I told my boss, I have to leave when this thing starts because Lex Luger's wrestling Yokozuna tonight. This is going to be huge. And I thought for sure he was going to win the title that night. And for some reason...
Count out.
Yeah, but they still managed to drop all the balloons and confetti down like he won the title. Like, what? Dude, you know you didn't win the belt? What the hell?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think we've actually ranted about this before on the podcast, ending to SummerSlam.
I think we have.
So that was my favorite figure. I had always wanted an American Lex, and they missed out on it in the Hasbro line. Mm-hmm. So this was kind of the first one that we got, and I was such a fan. Now I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed.
Why, is it yours too?
No, my favorite was Jake. I was actually... So I've said this, and I'm not going to reiterate it. Times were tough at this time, but...
Yeah.
Out of all these figures, I really wanted the Jake. And I decided I wasn't going to pick up any figures from the set. And I saw them all. Again, Dublin Toys R Us.
Yep.
Because
they had them.
I was always there. And I saw Rick Rude, and it was okay. It was an okay Rick Rude.
Yeah, they could have done a better job on the head, I think. If you look at it now, it's kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, the robe was okay. Actually, you know what? The robe was cool. The hair, I don't know. It was just...
Not the best.
The Scott Hall was cool, but...
Yes, the Scott Hall was very cool.
I was never a Scott Hall fan. I really liked Razor.
Yeah.
But I was never really a Scott Hall fan.
We, as a team, pretty much despised WCW. For rating WWE's talent, or WWF at the time's talent. And so we were always kind of anti-WCW, and I think that's why maybe the whole Scott Hall NWO thing wasn't your favorite.
The Luger I passed on also.
Yeah.
But I really wanted Jake, and I made a conscious decision I'm not going to buy any figures.
Okay.
And so that's what I did. Going back, again, if I had the job I have now... I'd be picking up Rick Rude. I would be picking up Scott Hall. I would be picking up... I don't know if I'd have picked up the Luger. I don't know. If it was Luger, NWA Luger, like those bright blue...
Yes.
You know, tights or...
That Luger, yes, absolutely.
I would have picked it up in a heartbeat. And yep. I would have picked up Jake. So
because that Luger would have made more sense to come with the big gold belt.
Yep.
Not All-American Lex Luger.
Not at all.
He was a WWF gimmick, not an NWA gimmick. But hey, moving forward, these things aren't that pricey on eBay. If you can find the right seller,
yeah,
they're pretty affordable.
Yeah, Series 3 is actually pretty affordable on eBay.
Yeah, they're all hovering between like $20 and $40, which really, for a deluxe classic superstar, isn't that bad.
Yeah.
Shipping's going to run you about $8, so I mean, you know, a couple $100.
Yep.
You can complete the set and go get a cheeseburger. You have a little bit left over.
From In-N-Out Burger?
Oh, yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Where double doubles are only $3.70. It's still an awesome deal.
I love In-N-Out Burger.
It's the best.
Dear In-N-Out Burger, we love to sit down and eat your burgers while watching WWE Network.
Or podcasting.
We are open for sponsorship.
Yeah, we've got commercials before and after the show.
Thank you in advance, Fully Posable Podcast. God, we need sponsors.
We wouldn't mind gift cards at least. Come on, something.
Right. That is a quick set of Jack's Deluxe Classic Series 3. Scott, It is time. I'm trying to enthusiasm you because...
Enthusiasm me?
Enthusiasm you.
Excite maybe would be a better choice of...
Scott, I'm trying to excite you for your secret question each week. I'm
You're gross.
To... Oh my God, dude.
Toilet humor again, see?
There we go.
Loving toilet humor.
We're just spraying that with a bidet, dude. It is time for your secret question.
Bring it.
Let's go. Scott, are you ready for your secret question?
I'm ready. Bring it.
All right. If you had to build a federation around one person, one tag team, and one mid-carder, who would it be?
If I don't say Nakamura at this point, it's going to be weird, isn't it? Like, I've been hyping him almost the whole podcast. And
Is even a mid... Man, would you even qualify NXT as...
No, that's... It's almost like the prep zone for the main roster.
Yeah.
Which Nakamura after SummerSlam is going to be running that ship. if I had to build it around one guy... Jeez. Man, this is... Okay, you've asked some tough questions and they're throwing me some pretty good curveballs.
Oh, cool, dude.
This is an excellent question.
Is this a Barry Zito curveball?
Who? Barry Zito. Okay, so I'm going to start with the mid-card first.
Okay.
I'm going to go with kind of a surprise answer.
Okay.
Rusev.
Okay, I can kind of see this, but I want to hear your...
He plays such a good heel.
Yes.
You can put a title on him. And as so many great wrestlers have said before, the money is in the chase.
Yep.
You put a belt on that guy. He plays a heel so well and is such a believable ass kicker. I think that is a solid mid-card guy. Like, they right now have the U.S. title on the perfect guy.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion.
I agree.
So there's my mid-card pick.
Okay.
Tag team. Man. Ugh, that's so... And a main star.
Do you want me to go?
Yeah, let's hear yours.
So, thinking about all federations.
Right. Okay, so you're going ROH, WWE, everybody, NJPW, everyone.
Yeah, I'm Vince McMahon. I'm going in and I'm buying everyone.
Okay, okay.
My top talent would be AJ Styles.
Still?
Yes.
Okay.
I have always said... And this is going back to the first time I ever saw him. I didn't see him in WCW. I must have missed that Nitro or something or Thunder. But I've always said, this guy has it.
Yeah.
This guy, you can build a federation around. TNA dropped the ball on building that federation around him. Just when they would start to let him carry the ball, they take it off of him and
yeah.
give it to Rob Van Dam or
right.
put Ric right. Flair with him in a character that just didn't fit him.
Yeah, like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. Tag team, it would be the Young Bucks.
Okay.
They have it. Ever since they left TNA and they started kind of getting bitter and, you know, oh, you guys do too many super kicks. We do too many super kicks? Cool. We're going to throw 30 more.
Let's multiply that by 30.
Ever since they had that attitude and like, we're going to just do whatever the hell we want. We're going to too sweet everyone. You know, like when Matt Jackson wrote back to Road Dogg, we're going to do your full entrance at the next pay-per-view. I love it. I would let them run the tag team division.
Okay.
Now my mid-carder. And this one's been tough. And the first name that came to my head is Neville.
I can't argue against Neville. I think the guy's awesome.
Then I started kind of thinking about NXT. Then I started thinking about TNA. Then I started thinking about Ring of Honor. And... other names did come to my head. Finn, Nakamura,
because
Nakamura was Intercontinental Champ over in New Japan for a long, long time.
Right.
But my head keeps going back to Neville. Maybe Sami Zayn, but I see Neville.
Okay.
But that's... Actually, the Young Bucks are heels, and AJ would be a heel. So he would be my one good champion. So heavyweight, AJ. Tag team title holders, Young Bucks, Intercontinental, Neville.
Wow. Okay.
But I do see your point with Rusev, and I agree with you.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of what Rusev is doing right now. I think he's finally got his character figured out.
Yep.
or I should say not he, WWE finally has his character figured out.
Mm-hmm.
Man, tag team. Okay, so I love New Day. I've made mm-hmm. that clear. Mm-hmm. I do love New Day.
Yep.
I think I like the Revival a little more.
You are big on the Revival.
I was a big Brainbusters fan back in the day.
Yep.
Especially when they held the tag straps and they were dirty. They kept them at any cost. They had Bobby Heenan running interference for them.
Yep.
The Revival are such a throwback to that just kind of heel tag team that just gets by whatever means necessary, but can really kick some ass in the ring.
Yep.
They're young. I think I'm going to say Revival. As much as I would like to say American Alpha, because I really do like American Alpha a lot, and I'm so happy they got drafted.
Me too.
I'm going to say Revival is the tag team that I'm building around.
I can't argue that. I think there are better tag teams, but if you're going to build them around them, I can't go against you on that, because I can see it in my head, just picturing a federation with them as tag champs. So I can't argue that.
And again, it goes back to the point that the money is in the chase. So you have these heels immediately established as your top guys.
Yeah.
To flip the script for the heavyweight, as much as I want to say Nakamura is my guy on top, I've got to go Finn Balor.
Why?
Well, because then I don't have three heels, number one, running my show. Both guys are awesome,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard to pick,
mm-hmm.
right? So I'm going to say, just right now, my pick is Finn Balor to put at the top. He's your babyface champion. It's a hard pick, but I'm going to go Finn Balor at the top. He was such a good NXT champion. He ran with that belt for so long. Yeah. He was the babyface. He was the face of NXT. That would be the guy to run mine. So heavyweight, Finn Balor. Tag team, Revival. Mid-card, Rusev.
Not bad, dude.
Thank you.
Not bad. I do like it. Honorable mentions for Intercontinental, Sami Zayn.
That would have been my choice for mid-card, my next choice.
I'm trying to think of guys in TNA. I can't think of anyone off the top of my head that would...
A mid-card?
I do like Drew McIntyre, but I think he's technically sound.
Mm-hmm.
I just see other people in my head that I could market if I'm trying to get a federation off the ground.
Sami Zayn is the next Daniel Bryan.
Absolutely.
And I'm sticking with it. If WWE can figure it out with Sami Zayn, I think they're doing a great job now with the whole Kevin Owens feud. I love the Fight Forever thing.
Me too.
He is their next Daniel Bryan. He is the guy that the crowd's going to get behind. So he would have been my next pick for... Is this kind of a play on the fantasy draft a little bit? Like you get...
Yeah. It kind of is.
Yeah, where you don't have any competition in the picks. You can just pick like your champion, your tag champs, and your mid-card guy. Boom, 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 and you're done. And Cam walking away, dropping the mic. And here I go. So if you had a second heavyweight pick?
A second heavyweight right now, I need somebody to market. I need somebody to put out there, somebody to run with it. How don't you say Cena?
Well, because he's almost done. I think he's going to start winding down. He's been going full bore since like 2004.
But how don't you say him? Because he's still that marketable guy. If I'm trying to get my promotion to compete with WWE in my head, I mean, I know people are sick of Cena.
Dude, Finn Balor is going to be a cash cow for WWE. If they bring that demon character in.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to print their own money at that point.
Good point.
For me, it's Nakamura and Owens would be my next two choices for heavyweight.
Yeah, because if you want that chase, Owens is perfect.
Yeah.
To hold a major title.
Yep. And if I had to pick two more tag teams, it's going American Alpha and Enzo and Cass. Enzo and Cass, not so much for their in-ring, but just for what they bring to the table in terms of getting the crowd to their feet.
Yep.
Excited.
If I had tag team, I said Young Bucks, so I would probably say American Wolves or American Alpha.
Maybe I went too WWE heavy on mine. All of my guys are WWE. I need to watch more indies, I think. I need to wrap myself back up at some PWG.
Oh, okay. Let's throw a cruiserweight belt in there.
Oh, wow. Okay, Ricochet.
Done. Damn it, I was just about to say. All right, well, mic drop on that one.
Yeah, that was easy.
All right, that was pretty easy. I can't think of anybody else. That would be the perfect person for your cruiserweight belt.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Rey Mysterio is winding down. He's not.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, I love Kalisto.
Yep.
But after watching Ricochet for so many years, he is absolutely the guy.
Yeah. That was a fun little segment.
Yeah, so to
tie is that fantasy booking?
It was a little bit, but we can tie it back into wrestling figures.
I want a Ricochet figure.
Yes.
I want a... Well, I was going to say I want a Mattel AJ Styles figure, but...
Well, I don't know which one we're going to get first.
That's true.
We don't have release dates yet on when that Rising Stars line is going to hit. Is AJ going to come out in the first series? Is he going to be a standalone figure? If it's anything like with ROH and the Mattel Kevin Steen mm-hmm. or Kevin Owens, chances are good we're going to see Mattel's first.
Can we do one more?
One more what?
We've got the women's title.
Oh, women's? Yeah. Dude. Do you even need to ask?
I would say Bayley.
You're going Bayley.
You talk about Finn Balor being that marketable person?
Yeah.
Bayley.
Oh, 100%. I can't dispute that pick at all.
I know.
Because for me, if it's not Sasha, it's Bayley.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, all right.
Seem to agree.
Yeah, we seem to agree on that. Well, you said you would say Sasha, though, right?
100%.
Yeah.
100% Sasha Banks.
Okay. Scott, this week we have signing stories.
Yes, we do.
Let's talk about them signing stories. So, Scott, any news on the reveals?
Finally, yes.
Some picks have come through.
We stuck around long enough. Some picks broke. Of course, I think everybody, by the time the podcast drops, is going to have seen them.
Yeah.
But we just now saw picks of the display case. And they put up picks of Elite 43, which is the Owens, the Samoa Joe, the Hart Foundation.
Yes.
I'm not sure which basic series it is that has the Dolph and the amazingly horrible Lana.
Basic
63,000 or something like that. Basic.
I think they're around 63,000.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Here's a funny. When we talked about the horrible Lana figure, I think I might have specifically said, if you're going to buy this figure and you absolutely have to have it, A, take it out of the package so you don't have to stare at the face anymore. Put it up on your shelf so all you have to look at is the great job they did on the jacket. Apparently, Mattel listens to the Fully Posable podcast. Because guess what Mattel did in their case?
Did they turn Lana around?
They turned Lana around.
Hi, Mattel.
Hi, Mattel. Nice job on your display. We also saw zombies.
And moving on.
Yes. They also showed the battle packs that has Flair and Charlotte, the Dudleys,
and the Vaudevillains.
They also showed a two-pack of the Luchas.
Yep.
Lucha Dragons. They also showed the Warrior and Cena defining moments.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have a shot of the Dusty that comes with the WCW ring.
Yeah.
Big fan of that figure.
Huge fan. I'm buying the ring just because of the Dusty figure.
I'm hoping, like, after all the lights go out at the Comic-Con tonight, these things go full Toy Story mode, and Dusty walks over to the Lana and just gives her a bionic elbow right in the forehead. How dare they make you? You're an abomination. They also have these humongous... They almost remind me of, like, the Ring Giants that Jax did.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of look like that a little bit. They had Seth Rollins, Rock, John Cena, and Roman Reigns.
Right.
Standard. It's what you'd expect. But the cool part is they put Seth in white.
Yeah.
So it's a humongous Seth figure. I don't know. It looks like you tilt these things back and they slam forward with their bodies.
Yeah.
I don't know what the whole gimmick is with them. I'm sure we'll find out in the next couple of days. But yeah, they're kind of cool looking. They did a nice job on them.
I really like the Seth in white.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, it looks really good.
If they do a Warrior, I'm probably going to pick it up.
Ooh. I can see that.
Or a Demon.
They also showed Emma, another basic Emma that might be in basic 63,255.
Roughly, yes.
Yeah, I think I might be off by one or two series.
Maybe.
Yeah. So that will be her first figure since her last basic where she was in pink. And
yeah, yet to do an elite Emma. But the basic looks good. I mean, it's Emma.
Yeah, exactly. Scott, this week it is the signing story. Do you want to go first this week or do you want me to?
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
I can't remember if it was 2008 or 2009. I'm having a problem remembering the exact year it was, but there was a autograph signing in Manteca. No, I take that back. It was in Lodi.
Okay.
It was in Lodi, so out in the middle of nowhere. They were having a signing that consisted of the Honky Tonk Man, George the Animal Steel, Ted DiBiase, Chris Masters, Terry Runnels, and Dr. Death Steve Williams. Oh, and Tito Santana was there too.
Yep.
So we went, and I think that day I had a Honky Tonk Man. Yes, I had Honky Tonk Man because I was getting the three-pack, the Rhythm and the Blues three-pack signed.
Mm-hmm.
I was having Honky put his signature on that. I had a Million Dollar Man figure that I got signed. I had a George the Animal Steel figure that I got signed. And I didn't have any Dr. Death figures. So mm-hmm. I wasn't going to get anything signed by him. So I went through and they were appearing at different times. So I think like Ted DiBiase and Dr. Death were there for a two-hour block. And then George the Animal Steel was there for a two-hour block. And then Honky Tonk Man and Chris Masters were there for two. It went kind of like that. So they were kind of spaced out a little bit. So we got there early and then just kind of basically waited like 6 or 7 hours. My wife went with me. So we were kind of hanging out. And I think maybe Tito was first. So we got Tito out of the way. And then I think up next, it overlapped like Dr. Death and Ted DiBiase came in and were signing after Tito or along with Tito. And then Tito left an hour ahead of them. They signed for an additional hour. So I got Ted DiBiase's autograph.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next to Ted DiBiase, because he was sitting next to Dr. Death, they kind of had a little space in between them. And in that space, they had a bunch of photos. And there was this really cool photo of Dr. Death and Ted DiBiase as the Mid-South Tag Team Champions.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool, just a throwback photo to like 1984, 85, somewhere in there. Great looking photo. And I had a ticket because I had bought one of those all pass tickets or whatever where basically you get everybody's autograph. But I didn't have anything for Dr. Death to sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I purchased an extra Million Dollar Man signature, picked up one of the photos, purchased the photo, it was like $10, and had Dr. Death use his free signature on that. And then I paid DiBiase for an additional signature on the photo.
Nice.
So I went home with an autographed photo of Dr. Death and DiBiase. Dr. Death was in really bad shape around this time and unfortunately passed away in December of 2009. But being able to stand there while Dr. Death, because I think it might have been the first photo they sold that day of that particular shot,
mm-hmm.
being able to stand there while they both signed it and talked about their memories of holding on to those tag team titles that are in that photo. Yeah. That was cool, man. You were like in the middle of a couple of guys just kind of riffing on their time back in the day, and that was awesome.
Yeah.
And like I said, unfortunately, Dr. Death passed away in 2009.
Mm-hmm.
He looked okay that day. You could kind of tell he was kind of hurting.
Right.
But Million Dollar Man was doing his laugh the entire day. Yeah. That was awesome. And I'll have to go home and take a picture, and I'll put it up on our Twitter of that particular photo.
Okay.
Get the two of them signed. But it was just cool sitting back, listening to a couple of guys just tell some stories. The lines weren't huge.
Yeah.
So they were just kind of sitting there talking, and I was kind of standing there kind of listening. And it's kind of cool sometimes when you get caught in the middle of those things, like you with the Greg Valentine LJN story. It's just sometimes you get caught up in their moment, and it's just kind of cool to just kind of stand and watch it.
Yep.
So that was neat. I really enjoyed that.
That's awesome, man. That's a good story, dude.
Thank you.
I remember I was in Denver, Colorado for work, and I couldn't go to that signing, which sucked, but
– yeah.
You got signed for me the Honky Deluxe Classic that we'll go into here soon.
Oh, yeah.
And you also got the Million Dollar Man Deluxe Classic signed for me.
Right.
So I still look at those figures like, man, those are some good autographs.
Yep.
And that was really cool of you to get me those because I was in Denver and there was no way I was heading out to Lodi.
Yeah, it wasn't happening.
I was
happening.
Flying home late that night, so.
Yep, yep.
So, nice story, man.
Thank you.
My story will go back to 2011, and it was right around Thanksgiving time. I sent an email to one Mr. Kevin Steen.
No.
I emailed Kevin because Christmas was right around the corner, and I said, "Hi, Kevin. I want to get my brother something that is rare from you for Christmas, and is there any way, because my brother's a huge Kevin Steen fan, is there any way that you can send me something that you might have stored away in a closet that you're willing to sell, anything that you're willing to part with?" I kid you not, next morning, I have an email from Mr. Kevin Steen, and it says, hold up, I will check tomorrow. I'm like, oh, cool. That's cool. He responded, you know? Mm-hmm. Sure enough, 3 hours later, here comes an email. It says, I have the t-shirt I wore at Final Battle 2010. I have the knee brace I wore at Final Battle 2010. I can throw in some pictures.
Mm-hmm. He also threw in the Steena's Right shirt, signed.
Yep. I said, dude, awesome. I will pay you however much you want. He goes, I don't know what's a fair price. I said, you name your price, I will hit it. Don't even worry. This is for my brother. I want to do this. And he laid out the price, and I said, perfect. I said, I'll PayPal you the money. PayPal'd him the money. I got the stuff about 2 weeks later, and sure enough, there is the knee brace he wore at Final Battle 2010 against El Generico.
Yep.
The Steen and Generico shirt from Final Battle 2010.
Yep.
Two signed photos, one from me and one for you. The Steen is Right shirt.
I think he even put like a couple other t-shirts in there too.
Yeah. In fact, I think he gave one to me. No, that wasn't until later. I'll fast forward to that in a sec.
Okay.
So he sent that to me and I was like, dude, this is perfect. This is exactly what I wanted to get my brother for Christmas. I don't feel you charged me enough. I said, may I pay you more? He said, I don't feel right taking money, but I mean, if you do, you do. So I sent him some extra cash because I felt that that wasn't enough of what he asked.
Oh, wow.
He was so grateful for it and just so nice about it. He was like, that's way too nice. Thank you. And he says, are you guys going to be in LA for the Wrestle Reunion show?
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about this on the show.
Yep. 2012. Yep.
Yep. We met up with him in the afternoon on Saturday and he said, hey guys, hold on right here. And he took off and we're like, is Kevin going to be back? You know, because
coming back with Super Dragon. Is he going to drop us right here?
is Super Dragon going to curb stomp us into like each other's junk and stuff?
I hope.
But we introduced ourselves and Kevin goes, I have stuff for you. I'll be right back. And he took off. And we're like, is he coming back? You know, sure enough, he comes back with two more shirts for us.
Yep.
And he just handed us the shirts. He goes, are you an extra large? Perfect. Here's your shirt. You a large? Perfect. Here you go. And we got to stand there and talk to him for a little bit. And also, that's when you did the infamous turnaround and handed your camera phone to...
Almost.
To Larry Zbyszko.
Almost. And Kevin, luckily, was like, dude, you probably don't want to ask Larry Zbyszko to take our picture. I'm like, holy crap, that is Larry Zbyszko. Oops.
We talked about that on episode 12. But that was just such a great moment. But that was awesome of Kevin to do, man. He went rummaging through his closet, found that stuff, and he's like, I'm willing to part with this stuff. Perfect, dude. And he sent it right on over.
Oh, that's awesome. I will never forget opening that package and just being like, dude, what in the hell is this?
That was at Christmas, dude.
Yeah.
I made sure I held that gift back as your last gift because I knew Mom would not be able to top it. Benefactor.
Yeah.
One half of the benefactors would not be able to top it. Actually, the benefactors wouldn't be able to top it.
It still hasn't been topped.
So... I remember you're going through it and you're like, dude, what is this? And then I told you the story and your eyes just went huge, dude.
I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Like being a huge Kevin Steen fan, like here I am holding like, and his favorite match of, or his favorite, my favorite match of his was that Final Battle 2010.
Yep.
So here I am holding, okay, the shirt that he had on it and the knee brace from that match. Like It's such an iconic match between the two of them. Like this is awesome.
Yep. So that's my signing story for this week.
That's so cool. And yeah, to this day, still is the best gift. And it's now sitting in a frame.
In a shadow box.
Yeah, big, big, heavy shadow box.
Yeah.
It's got the autographed picture that tells me that I have a cool effing brother. Talking about you. The Final Battle shirt and the Final Battle knee brace all contained in this big, humongous shadow box. Here is kind of part B to that story.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that same year, 2011, that you purchased the stuff from him? We were at Wrestle Reunion 2011.
Yes.
And El Generico was there.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but go ahead.
And he auctioned off his mask that he wore at Final Battle 2011 or 2010.
Do you remember how much? Because they were talking about the auction. Remember?
It went for like $400.
Yeah.
Could you imagine having all of that in one big shadow box? I don't even know who won it.
Yeah.
I don't know who currently owns that mask, but
yeah,
man.
I remember Bill Apter kept walking around and he goes, oh, you can bid on El Generico's Final Battle 2010. And And then finally he comes over and he goes, the bidding is over and the generico mask sells for $400 and something.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, dude, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you know? Damn, that's not bad, actually. Yeah. I wish I would have. But it's one of those things, like, if we had different jobs at the time,
yeah,
you know, we totally probably we would have probably gone in and bought it.
I did have this job at the time, but I was kind of, except for wrestling figures, I was money conscious.
Yeah.
You know, I'd still go to Toys R Us and if there's a figure that I want, pick it up.
Yep.
But I was still being money conscious.
Yeah.
I'm still money conscious, but I'm more loosely with this now, you know, doing upgrades to the house, you know, taking care of dogs, you know, stuff like that. But if we had that extra cash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely would have purchased this. So somewhere out there is the other half of the final battle set with El Generico's mask all ripped up. And at my house,
yep,
is the knee brace and the shirt.
Shoot up a picture on our Twitter and then we'll post that to Instagram also. Yeah,
for sure. I'll put up a picture of the Steen box and a picture of that Dr. Death and Ted DiBiase picture.
Sweet, man. Yeah, put those up. Again, please go back and listen to our special interview with Brian Breaker from Breaker and Bane's Power Hour. I can't say enough about that interview. That
it was a lot of fun.
There were some hiccups at the beginning, but...
Yeah, and yeah, let's not gloss over that. I mean, we had some technical difficulties on our side.
Yeah.
You know, between dropping a call on Skype, our microphone's not working, like basically losing our audio, using my audio for the first 15 minutes.
Yep.
He could not have been nicer about it.
Yeah.
You know, at one point, or not at any point, was he like, oh, come on, guys. You know, I've got stuff to do here. It's Wednesday night.
He completely
Tuesday night.
He completely understood.
Oh, 100%, which is completely cool about it. God, he's like, hey, stuff happens. Like, no big deal. So thank you so much for being patient with us. And I really hope that our listeners enjoy that podcast too. Kind of a cool little special edition to put out.
Yep. It dropped this past Friday and just give it a listen. And the show, I think you guys will really, really enjoy it.
Yeah. Some kind of behind the scenes NXT stories too.
I know.
Might enjoy that.
Teaser.
There you go.
All right, Scott. It's time to wrap up episode 27. Ooh. WrestleMania 27?
Blech. Let's hope our episode was better than WrestleMania 27.
What was the best match of the night?
Was there one?
I guess Triple H and Taker?
I guess that would have to be the default favorite.
Yeah, I think so.
That was a good match.
It was slow.
Yeah.
It was like they would do one big spot and then rest for 5 minutes.
Well, it's Taker and Triple H, dude. That's...
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Capture the moment.
Hopefully our listeners will want to listen to this show over... watching WrestleMania 27.
Yeah, if you're really weighing out your Sunday options, you're like, do I want to watch WrestleMania 27 or listen to episode 27 of the Fully Posable podcast? We hope you side with us.
Yes. Scott, with all that said, anything else?
You didn't know?
So, Scott, this is the Easter egg edition of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure podcast, thanks to San Diego Comic-Con. As of right now, this is lunchtime on Friday afternoon.
So, yeah, so we're kind of a day ahead. I think there's more reveals happening Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
Okay.
So, I'm going to start off with the bad.
Oh, well, getting right into the bad.
I'm going right for the bad.
Okay.
Zombies?
Well, traditionally bad.
Those things are terrible, dude.
Still terrible, even after more reveals at Comic-Con.
They're awful.
Yep.
I hate them. There's going to be... battle packs of them, there's going to be elites of them, and there's going to be basics of them. Who the hell is going to pay $20 for a zombie elite?
Well, a few of our listeners are actually tweeting us saying that they might. So it's going to create, but it's very, very few people I'm seeing are pro zombies, more so anti zombies.
Correct.
Yep.
I despise these things even after the recent reveals.
Agree.
I still can't stand them. I am not a fan of these. Will not be purchasing any of them. The only things I like, Triple H's torn quad and John Cena's torn pec.
Right.
Those are not enough to make me spend $10-$20 on an elite zombie figure.
So since you're on the topic of the zombies, it looks like they're also spreading into a different direction of like mutants?
Yeah. So they released, or sorry, they showed pictures of a... mutant Brock Lesnar that had four arms and a fin that was like, was it Shark Week or something? It was like a shark, and he had shark teeth on his
big old long tongue. Out of the front. Are you talking about Finn or Brock?
Either. They're terrible.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure which pig you were describing. There was much going on with these things.
These things suck, dude.
Well, okay. Let's see how they do. You and I sit here and bash it because it's not our traditional wrestling figure. This is the first time they've done kind of anything like this. So any company has done anything like this. So we'll see if it makes money for Mattel. If not, obviously they're going to cut bait. You'll see them on the clearance rack. But if they appeal to kids, that's where the big money is. So while we hate them, the kids might love them and will make Mattel a boatload of cash.
Gargoyles died in the 90s. Let these things go, dude. These things are terrible, man. Why?
No, I'm on board with you. I don't want to see Mattel branch out in this direction. I would rather see more lines like the Elite Legends that are going to be coming out and re-releases. I'm more of a fan of that than I am of spreading out into like zombies and mutants and all that. But hey, if it makes some money, hopefully they can invest in more lines that we like.
And the last thing that I despise, and they messed it up, Chad Gable.
You think so?
I am not a fan of the Chad Gable figure. I didn't even know a Chad Gable figure was going to be shown.
Right.
But when it was shown, I got all excited and I looked at it and I'm like, crap.
I don't hate it.
You don't hate it?
No. In fact, almost every figure that I've seen in the reveal has been awesome. I am so excited to see all of these new figures. I mean, there's a ton of NXT guys coming out. New figures, a ton of first in the lines. I am really liking what I'm seeing so far.
Those are the three things I didn't like. Everything else is a home run.
Everything's a win for you aside from those things that you just mentioned.
Exactly.
And I agree with you on the zombies and the mutants, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
I don't agree with you on the Gable. I actually like the Gable figure.
I don't like the Gable figure. I think they messed it up, in my opinion. I think they could have done so much better. The Jason Jordan, actually Brian Breaker pointed this out. The Jason Jordan was nailed.
Yeah, it's they shrunk him into a 6-inch figure. Like, yep. It's crazy. It's perfect.
But the Chad Gable, now I'm going to get it because I love American Alpha. I think they're a great tag team.
When you want much of a choice either, because if it comes in a battle pack, you have to get Chad Gable.
Bingo. So let's go over the figures that we did like.
What a list, right?
Dude, I'm looking at 2 pages of notes right here.
We've been bashing Mattel for their shoddy work.
Yes.
And maybe that message, I mean, not us in particular, our message got through.
I like to think it is us.
But speak for the people?
Yeah.
So we're the people's podcast again?
Debatable, but we'll go with it for right now.
So I'm hoping that the voice of the masses has been heard, that they needed to clean up their quality.
Right.
So, yes, aside from the zombies and the mutants, I am loving everything I've seen. I even like the Gable. So yes. I'm going to disagree with you on that. I'm loving everything I've seen from the reveals so far.
Everything that they've shown has been spot on, minus those three things. The two series of mutants and zombies and the Chad Gable figure. Yep. Everything else was nailed. The figure that I think kind of blew me away was the Asuka figure.
Agree.
That figure was eye-popping.
So your least favorite action figure, not including zombies and mutants, Chad Gable.
Yes.
Favorite, Asuka.
I think I'm going to have to say that one that I actually just saw about an hour ago, the Tyler Breeze with the selfie stick.
Yes.
Love it.
Yes. Finally, an Elite. And I think we've talked about this on the podcast. We wanted one with a selfie stick with the blue fur. Bingo. Yep.
Yeah. They gave it to us.
Apparently, they're listening to our podcast. Thanks, Mattel.
Hi, Mattel.
Waiting on that sponsorship deal.
Hi, Mattel. You send $100 over our way.
Or something like that. Yeah. Mattel shop gift card, whatever.
Whatever. The other figures that I absolutely love, the Finn, they did pictures of it. They didn't show any.
Which one? The one where he's like half and half painted?
Yes.
And he's got the big back?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, they did show that one.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. They didn't just show a picture of it. They portrait, it's actually the figure on display, and it looks awesome.
Yes, that one I did like. That one has a defining moment.
It very well could be a defining moment.
Yeah, because we only have a few lists of, or a few things of what exactly is going to be in which series.
Right.
So we're kind of guessing, throwing stuff at the wall.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, this could be a battle pack. This is going to be a basic. This is going to be a...
Yeah, it's our guess.
Yeah.
Because we don't know yet, aside from a few lines like Jeff said.
The Revival Battle Pack was awesome.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of that. As soon as I saw it, I was like, oh, finally.
They released a Cass and Esteban Apples.
Yes.
And if you go back and listen to the Brian Breaker episode, you will understand that reference of Enzo Amore.
And I actually like the Esteban Apples in this set. it didn't get a whole ton of love on Twitter. I actually think they captured him really well.
I actually really liked it.
I do too. The eyes are perfect. And especially when you zoom in, because I was showing Sean, who's been on our podcast before.
Right.
I was showing him the picture of Enzo yesterday. And he saw a smaller picture of it on my phone. And he goes, it looks okay. When I zoomed in on the face and they really captured that expression on his face, he go, oh, yeah. That's when he liked it. He's like, okay, now I got
it. I really liked it too.
Yeah.
Now I've got to admit, and I'll be honest, I missed the Alexa Bliss figure.
Oh, she was only shown in that set of four. I think it was AJ, Samoa Joe, Alexa Bliss, and one other I'm forgetting were shown in like a set of four.
I'm going to have to go back and take a peek at it. But what did you think of it?
Dude, it's Alexa.
I know, right?
Yeah, it looks awesome. The one thing I'm really happy about is that she won't be packaged with Blake and Murphy. Nor did we see pictures of Blake and Murphy. Now, of course, we still have tomorrow to go, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed that there will not be a Blake and Murphy figure.
Still going down the list right now, Elite Harlem Heat.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Come on.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me with
next
this?
Next to Asuka and The Breeze.
Yeah.
This set was awesome.
Yeah, I was on the fence about getting a second job. You know, but now that I'm seeing all of these killer figures coming out, especially the Harlem Heat, I'm like, well, time to update that resume.
AJ Styles Elite and a Basic.
They had a gray, it looked like a gray prototype, like a mold of what the Basic is going to be.
Okay. And that was actually sitting next to the Becky Lynch Elite.
A gray
sculpt.
Mold of, yes.
Dude, that Becky, if they do it right and don't give her a lemon face.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. Finally.
It with the top hat, steampunk goggles, the jacket. Yeah, that figure.
So we're getting closer to getting that elite set of four horsewomen.
Yes.
Here comes the Becky. It looks amazing. Sasha's coming out. Mm-hmm. She's been redone. Mm-hmm. She looks better.
Yep.
They improved it mm-hmm. to the point where I am not going to feel bad about dropping $20 on that figure. It also looks like they added the lines to the sunglasses.
Yep.
Great job, Mattel.
Yeah.
They're listening.
Yes.
So now we have Becky and we have Sasha. We also have a network exclusive Bayley coming out, Elite.
Now, you go ahead and tell your opinion on it.
Dude, I'm in love. I wanted an Elite Bayley shown for the Comic-Con reveals, and I am so excited. They got her in her Brooklyn outfit from last year.
They did.
That is my second favorite match of all time, her and Sasha.
Yeah.
The fact that they're releasing a figure from that match, oh, dude.
I know.
This is such an easy sell to me. Like,
yeah.
I am so excited about this one, and they just completely nailed it. I mean, it's perfect.
Yeah. I love the figure. There's a little something off on the face, but it's nothing that will deter me from...
Oh, absolutely. Purchasing.
I think the figure is fantastic.
Yeah.
And thank God they nailed another they were able to hit on a network exclusive.
Yeah.
The past two have been, ugh.
This one's going to be my favorite out of all of them.
Oh,
it was
down.
Boss Man. Now it's going to be Bayley.
Hands down. Elite 45. They did say this one. Dudley's The Seth in White.
Huge fan.
Oh, so excited for that one.
Yes. Easy purchase for me.
Easy two purchases for me.
Yep.
Roman with the title, man. Narcissist Lex Luger.
See, that's a pass for me. I really like the figure a lot.
Right.
I do. I think it's a great looking figure, but I didn't like the narcissist character.
I think the figure is just okay. I would have gotten it, but it just doesn't... There was something off about it for me.
One of our listeners put on Twitter that they would have preferred a NWA/WCW Luger with the big gold belt.
Yes.
I agree. That would have been a better choice. But obviously, this is WWE's line.
Yep.
So they're going to put out their Narcissist Luger, which is a pass.
Yeah. And Regal from WCW nailed it.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm definitely going to get that figure.
Do you think they're listening, Mattel?
Oh, why? Yeah.
This whole reveal this year shows me that they're listening. They have done such a... I mean, we're going back again to what a good job they've done.
Right.
Really, we've been ripping them for scans and sculpts and... Mm-hmm. Strange choices that they've made, but man,
yeah.
Did they atone for it with this reveal? This has been amazing.
Yep. You talked about the Sasha Banks redo, Tatanka.
Oh, man.
That was again. Cool. I don't know if I'm going to get it. I'm still debating on it.
I think I am.
I was
a huge Tatanka mark, absolutely.
Oh, and I liked him too, but I don't know. I don't know if it's with FTC's figures. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, now you're getting into budgeting. So right. We should both go look for second jobs. Between FTC's reveal last night, let's not forget to mention that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of taking a little break from Mattel here. FTC announced that they're going to be putting out Sammy Callahan, Ivelisse, and Brian Cage.
Yes.
The Machine.
I can't wait for the Brian Cage figure.
I can't either.
Dude, that thing is going to just be solid muscle, dude.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be like those Flexums. Remember when Jax came out with those old Flexums? You know?
Yes.
That's
going to be like when King Kong Bundy was packaged on the LJN card. This is just going to be like a solid piece of muscle inside of a plastic clamshell pack. It's just going to be so beefy and like... It's going to be awesome.
Beefy. Cactus Jack Elite. That was cool.
Very cool.
I'm not getting it, but it's cool.
I'm not either because they've done so many Cactus Jacks, but this one's really, really good.
Dating back to Jacks, I have so many Cactus.
Yes.
Nothing
yes.
against Foley. I love Foley.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, you but know. You already have Foley figures in your collection, so.
Yep. Battle Pack 43. The Bellas. Another set of Bellas.
Which look pretty good.
They did look okay. Taker and Kane.
Yep.
And Kofi and Big E.
Yeah, in the light blue outfits. Those are probably all passes for me.
Yeah.
Unless Peyton wants the Bellas, those are probably all passes. And there's a reason that I'm passing on Kofi and Big E, and we'll get to that in a little bit.
Is it because of the New Day Funkos that were shown?
That's part one of the reason.
Okay. Was it the Bootio cereal that will be, was it GameStop exclusive?
No, it's FYE exclusive.
FYE exclusive. Thank
you. It's also $13 a box.
And they're basically Lucky Charms knockoffs, but...
Yes, hey, it's Bootios.
It's Bootios.
That's part two, and there is a third part.
I'll let you go ahead and hit that up.
The New Day Elite box set that has them in their WrestleMania outfits.
It's
Are
great.
You kidding me? Are you kidding me, Mattel?
Yeah.
You're literally pulling money out of my wallet right now. Right now, I am already setting aside a budget. You have money coming from me.
Right. Yeah, that's a great, great
oh,
box
man.
Set.
I saw that and was like, my whole year has been made with this. This is amazing.
I don't want to brush over the Funkos. The Funkos were also really good.
The Funkos look
dude,
awesome.
Dude, they come with the phalluses on their heads, you know.
No, those are unicorn horns, dude.
Oh, whoops.
Not phalluses.
Oh, unicorn? Oh, okay. Yes. So they come with those things on their heads.
Yep.
You know, they look like Funkos. Those are going in the Funko front window, man.
Easy purchase, right?
Funko front window of my house.
Yep.
Series 65 basic Emma.
Yes, which they actually showed carded.
Yeah, I actually like it.
It's a good Emma.
Yeah. KO with a new scan.
Buying it because it's a new scan.
Yeah.
And it's Kevin Owens.
Samojo, Sheamus, Reigns, Cena, Rock.
Right. The rest of that line is going to be a pass for me, only passing on Joe because I'm getting his Elite instead.
Yep, I completely agree. Series 66 basics were shown. Paige, Breeze, Reigns, Del Rio, Big Show, Daniel Bryan with a shirt, which I like.
Mm-hmm. It's a good Bryan.
Because I like I like the painted on shirts.
Yeah. It's a cool touch.
At first they were Walmart exclusives, but right. Now they're breaking away from that.
And they're putting it in their basics.
Yeah. They're putting it. Yeah. Yeah. And I've always liked the painted on shirts. You know, mm-hmm. It's funny. I always talk about how much I love cloth clothing.
Right.
But I hate the plastic clothing that Mattel was putting their elites with.
Yes.
But I like the painted on shirts. I thought those were always really cool.
The kid in me would use the painted on shirt version to walk to the ring. Uh-huh. And then I would grab my other figure of that same guy that doesn't have the painted on shirt. And that would be the one that wrestles in the match.
I think you're referencing Kevin Owens.
Yes.
Yeah.
Favorite one in that line for me would be Breeze.
I agree.
Great looking Breeze figure.
Awesome.
But will probably be a pass because of his Elite that's coming out with the
selfie
stick.
Because I'm going to buy two of his Elites.
Yeah.
So I'm spending $40 on his Elites.
And you already have a Tyler Basic also.
Very true.
Yeah.
Yep. Series 67, Cesaro, Naomi, which I thought that was another good Naomi figure.
A great Naomi.
They seem to nail Naomi. Like they nail Braun Strowman?
Yes, I agree.
They seem to hit on all of Naomi's.
Naomi is consistently good in their line.
Exactly.
She's one of the few females that every time they put her out, they nail it.
Yep. Cena, Harper, JBL, Orton, Goldust, Xavier Woods.
Now, they did show Goldust.
Yeah.
Like a gray, molded, formed Goldust.
And the hair was off.
Yes, the hair was off. So they're going to do the removable wig. Kind of a throwback to Jax.
Throwback to 96.
Yes, which I kind of like that. And the scan on Dustin Rhodes is really good. Mm-hmm. Really good. Yeah. Nailed the face.
Oh, yeah.
Again, good job, Mattel.
Yep. We don't know what battle pack this was. It was a Cena Rollins, and they were both in shirts.
Yes.
This is kind of a cool two-pack because it's Cena's Never Give Up shirt. Yes. That's on Cena.
Mm-hmm.
And Rollins Never Shuts Up shirt that he was wearing back yep. around August of last year. August
Slam.
Of 2015.
Yep.
I'm debating because I only want the Rollins figure.
Yeah.
So
you could figure swap in the store. Oh, no, you're not a jerk. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't pull that.
Homie, don't play that.
Ambrose, Lesnar, Sheamus, Reigns, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Now the ringside exclusive Wolfpack Sting.
Yes.
I think I'm going to get this. I don't know because I like his defining moments. I like his Elite 39.
Yes.
This one's cool. It's one of those when the ringside actually puts it up, do I get it? It's going to be one of those I'm going to be sitting there looking at the bank account, thinking about, do I really want it? I know a lot of people on a lot of our listeners will get, no matter what, a ringside exclusive.
Absolutely.
So
yes, they will.
This isn't a bad ringside exclusive at all. This yeah. is good.
If you're picky about your ringside exclusive, this one is excellent.
Right.
I highly recommend this one.
We already touched on this one, the network exclusive Bayley. It needs to be brought up again because it's so good.
It's that good.
Yeah.
It's that good. It's from the Brooklyn event, man.
It is.
They nailed it.
Yeah.
Such a good figure.
Now moving down the list, Hall of Fame Target exclusives.
Mm-hmm. The new set of four.
New set of four. In this is Jerry Lawler, which is awesome because this is a repack of his Elite 20. God, I can't remember what it is. Elite 24, I think it is.
Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
I could
like
never
a throwback
find, I couldn't find that figure.
Oh, really?
I looked all over for that figure.
Must have been short pack then.
Yeah. Sting in his red shirt from it's almost like his Elite 39.
Right.
Booker T and Edge. Booker T will be in his King Booker outfit. And Edge still looks like Heath Slater a little bit in this figure, but I do like the outfit that he comes in.
The outfit's killer. Now, wasn't this supposed to have George Animal Steel in it?
It was.
I wonder what happened.
Took him out and swapped him with Lawler.
Interesting.
Actually, Sting was supposed to... Was Sting originally in this set?
I don't think he was.
Because originally it was Edge, Booker, Steel, and Jake, right? Yeah.
It was.
And then they swapped...
Now it's Lawler and Sting.
Man, I was...
If we're to believe the way it was shown. Because I didn't see pictures of Jake or George Animal Steel.
Neither did I.
So the way that they had them set up on that Hall of Fame shelf, we're assuming, we don't know for sure, that they have swapped out George and Jake with Sting and Lawler.
Yep. I'm not getting Sting. I was going to get Jake in the original set.
I was actually looking at getting an entire series, but the one I really wanted was George the Animal. Because he came with the mind
right,
figure.
Because you couldn't find him.
Yeah.
Originally,
yeah,
when he came out in the Legends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because he comes with mine. I was totally going to purchase it. So hopefully he comes out in a different series.
Wasn't sure. We already talked about this. We weren't sure what elites this is. Could be 46. Tyler Breeze with the selfie stick.
Yep.
As I said, I'm getting two.
Easy purchase.
Rusev. Did you look closely on the Rusev face?
I didn't get a good look at its face.
He had like a yelling face, like a type thing.
That's okay. I mean, they've put out so many Rusev figures that might appeal to somebody.
Right. Rock and Bam Bam.
Bam Bam's a definite purchase.
Bam Bam is for sure.
I missed him on the first time around. I'm not going to miss him this time.
Yeah. Overall feeling about this San Diego Comic-Con?
You know, I put out a tweet earlier. I don't recall being this excited about Mattel's line.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
I'm trying to think back to the miscellaneous toy fairs and Comic-Cons that Jax appeared at. And I only recall being this excited when they showed a boat ton of classic superstars.
Mm-hmm.
I think LOD they showed and some other guys that I got really excited about. This is probably the most excited I've ever been about an upcoming release of wrestling figures in general.
Right.
That encompasses Jax, Mattel. When I saw Hasbro lines being introduced, this is the most excited I've been. I think that through the remainder of 2016, carrying through to Comic-Con next year in 2017, this is going to be one of the best full years of wrestling figures we've ever had.
Right. I completely agree. We still have another New York Comic-Con coming up in October.
Oh, okay.
September, October?
Well, I know that New York does that toy show in February.
Isn't there another one in New York? It's like a Wizard Con or a Comic Con.
Oh, I don't know. This is the big one, and New York in February with their toy show.
Yeah, where they unveiled the zombies.
Right. Those are the two big ones that I always pay attention to, and I know that Ringside or WrestlingFigs.com, they always show pictures from those two specifically. So if there is another one in between, man, that'd be great. Get some updates.
Yeah. So regarding this Comic Con, in my eyes, do you remember that picture of Randy from South Park where he's sitting in his chair?
You're really gonna go there, dude?
And he's just spent.
Yeah, spent is a good word.
That's how I was after day one, dude.
What? Is there such a thing as overshare on a podcast? No? I think you just crossed it.
Oh, dude. That,
I agree, though. Yes.
Dude, day one, I was like, oh my God.
It's funny. We were putting notes together for today's show. I did them probably at about, I don't know, 9:30 this morning.
Yep.
That specific time. I'm out doing work on somebody's computer out in the warehouse, and you text her, you sent me an email and said, yeah, we might need to revise our show notes.
Yeah.
I'm like, why? What did I miss? You're like, oh, they put more pictures on. I'm like, are you kidding me? So as soon as I finished, I had to run back into my office and look, and sure enough,
yeah,
first picture I saw was the network exclusive Bailey, and I cannot wait.
Oh, you know what we forgot about?
No.
The grade scale of Shinsuke Nakamura.
How could we forget Shinsuke?
How could you forget Shinsuke? Because in this
How did I forget Shinsuke?
Earlier in this episode, you're like, I love Shinsuke.
How did I forget about Shinsuke? It was, lost in the shuffle already of all these great toys that we were shown.
Right.
Yes, the Shinsuke definitely looks to be an elite.
Yep.
And it looks like he comes with his vest.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, dude, how many am I going to purchase? I don't know.
Three.
Well, I'm already thinking, okay, one definitely to get signed at Access next year, assuming I'm able to go to WrestleMania.
Yep.
One to open,
mm-hmm.
and one just because I love Shinsuke Nakamura so much. I'm like, I'm thinking this is probably my first three purchase.
Yeah, this is.
He looks awesome.
Yeah, the sculpt looks great.
Yep.
So,
again, we don't have a full color one, but there's still more figures being shown on Saturday. We're recording this Friday at about noon Pacific.
Yep.
Still more figures to show on Saturday. Hopefully, we get a colored version of Shinsuke.
So you're going camping this weekend?
Yes, sir.
How are you going to see the figures?
Dude, I have cell reception.
Oh, you will have cell reception.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to be in the Delta. It's not like we're going to be in like the deep woods or anything like that. We're going to have power and I'll be able to charge my phone. And
Are you really camping then?
Hey, the place that we're staying is called a campsite. So yes, we're pitching a tent. We're pitching a tent. It's legit.
Where are you staying? The Doubletree campsite?
I think there are two trees on our campsite. So, yes.
Oh, I like what you did there. I've got to say, this is one of the best Comic Cons I've ever seen.
You know, it's so hard to get tickets and admission into Comic Con for one day, much less all three.
Yeah.
I'm calling it right now a year in advance. You and I need to be at Comic Con next year.
It has to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to say that the Fully Posable podcast is going to continue
For
the next year.
Oh, this is my baby, dude. This ain't dying.
We'll probably still be talking about Jax.
Yeah. Actually, let me rephrase that. This is our baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't my baby. This is our baby.
And
this,
no.
As Steve Austin says, some bitch is going to continue.
Exactly. So with the Fully Posable crew,
mm-hmm.
we're going to invade Comic-Con next year.
Yep.
And we're going to be putting exclusive pictures out. Hopefully before everybody else. Maybe not.
Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see.
But I would love to hit Comic-Con next year, invade it, Fully Posable, rep the shirts.
Yep.
Take pictures, share them with our listeners. Calling it right now.
Shake babies, kiss hands.
Something like that.
Yeah. Before we sign off from our Comic-Con exclusive, boy, we did a whole podcast in February on the New York one, and this one was a quick little Easter egg at the end, dude. Before we sign off, do want to thank, special thanks to Jordan Cassatt for hitting us up. Scott and I are busting our butts all day long, so sometimes we weren't able to get caught up on pictures. So Jordan was hitting us up all day long and tagging us in photos, so I do want to send a special thanks to him for doing that.
Yeah, he took good care of us.
Yeah, he really did. So thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
So Scott, with all that said, for the second time this show, anything else?
Hashtag fig life and happy toy hunting.
Adios.